The mobile app landscape is, well, it's relentless. We're talking about millions of apps,
Oh, yeah.
all of them vying for attention on a small, precious screen. If you've built what you think is the best, most functional product in the world, and you just hit publish and wait,
Yeah, that's a recipe for disappointment.
history shows you are going to be disappointed. Simply launching a great app is just not enough anymore to guarantee visibility. The stakes here are so high. We're talking sustainable growth, predictable revenue, and, ultimately survival in an incredibly crowded space.
Absolutely.
So today, we're going to cut through all that noise. This deep dive is a shortcut, really, to being well-informed on mobile growth. We have synthesized the most current research to present eight proven, actionable strategies.
And these are designed not just to boost those initial installs.
Exactly. But to truly skyrocket long-term engagement for you.
Right.
But before we even get to the tactics, there's this foundational challenge. How do we even begin to structure a mobile app marketing strategy without drowning in conflicting advice, channels, and endless metrics?
That is the perfect place to start because you just can't execute tactics effectively if the strategy itself is murky.
Okay.
So to start, we need a foundational understanding. Mobile app marketing is the whole process of creating, communicating, and delivering value to users by promoting your application. It covers, well, everything.
Everything from when they first hear about you.
From the moment a user first hears about you to the moment they are using your app daily, months and months later. But here is the crucial distinction. The thing that sets this whole field apart from, say, traditional digital marketing.
Okay, what is it?
A successful mobile strategy has to explicitly account for three specific things. First, user behavior within the app stores, which are these walled gardens you can't fully control. Second, the need for frequent updates and rapid iteration. And third, the breakneck speed of mobile trends. It's a specialized arena.
So if you market it like a website.
You will fail. Simple as that.
Okay, so let's unpack that holistic approach then. The research confirms that successful apps don't just focus on the moment of launch. A truly successful strategy requires balancing two very distinct, very critical sets of activities.
Right, pre and post launch.
Exactly. Everything you do before the app is out, and then everything you do once it's live. Let's break those two phases down. The pre-launch efforts are foundational. I mean, they determine your initial trajectory. This is where you focus intensely on market research, defining those detailed buyer personas. Who exactly are you trying to serve?
And that ASO piece we'll get to.
And crucially, optimizing your app store listing well before you even think about launching. Then post-launch is where the real investment begins. You're deploying organic and paid strategies, things like social media promotion, user acquisition campaigns, those highly personalized push notifications, and detailed retargeting.
And that leads right into the economic why of the strategy, why this robust, complex approach. Because with millions of apps competing, building a great product is just, well, it's table stakes now. Effective strategies ensure your app reaches the right users at the right time.
And turns them into loyal advocates.
Precisely, turning those initial curious installers into genuinely loyal advocates. And that calculus leads us to the true north of mobile app success, lifetime value or LTV.
LTV.
Maximizing LTV is the entire goal. I mean, think about it. If your cost per install, your CPI, is $5, but your user's LTV is only $4,
You're losing money on every single download.
you're losing money on every installation. The goal of marketing is to widen that gap, making LTV far, far higher than CPI.
And widening that gap means we have to measure everything.
Yeah.
You mentioned data-driven decision-making being critical. So what specific KPIs and tools should you be focusing on immediately without getting, totally overwhelmed?
We have to move beyond vanity metrics, like just total
Right.
downloads.
The number doesn't tell you much.
All right. Not really. The key metrics you should obsess over include installs, naturally, but also daily active users or DAU retention rates, especially day 7, day 30, and day 90. And finally, in-app engagement metrics, things that relate to your core product value, like purchases or features utilized.
That's a lot of numbers flying around. So how does a team actually keep track of where those users are coming from and, what they are doing once they're inside the app?
You need a technology stack to handle it. You absolutely must be leveraging A/B testing solutions to optimize your SOAT assets and your in-app screens.
Okay.
Crucially, you need attribution platforms to know exactly where your users came from. Was it a Facebook ad, a Google search, or an organic store search? And finally, robust in-app analytics software to track those retention cohorts.
And without those tools,
you are just guessing which half of your budget is working. It's that simple.
I think the listener's real pain point here is that choosing the right strategy mix, how much to spend on ESO versus paid UA versus retention efforts, it can feel like navigating a minefield.
It can.
The sources all highlight that there is no one-size-fits-all solution. What works wonders for a hyper-casual gaming app, which, you know, lives and dies by ad monetization, might completely flop for a high-value B2B subscription tool.
Oh, that's absolutely correct. So the decision process has to be strategic. First, you have to assess your app's life cycle stage. If you're pre-launch, what you need is mass visibility.
So ASO and paid user acquisition.
It streams App Store optimization and paid user acquisition. But if you're established and you're seeing churn, you need to prioritize re-engagement.
Which means retargeting and push notifications.
Exactly. It demands retargeting and really strong push notification strategies. Second, you always have to factor in budget and resources. Paid UA, while it offers incredible speed and targeting, demands significant ongoing investment.
It's expensive.
Very. Strategies like ASO and community-focused social media are more organic, more cost-effective, but they require patience. They take longer to generate meaningful returns. You have to pick the right mix for the resources you have available right now.
And the final critical point here before we jump into the 8 strategies is that a successful strategy isn't a static document. You don't just write it once and stick it in a drawer.
Not at all. It's an agile approach. It's something that is constantly refined based on that user feedback and all the data that's flowing in.
It's a loop, not a linear path.
That's a great way to put it.
Okay, now let's jump into the first major area, acquisition and visibility. This is the front end, how people find you in the first place. And it starts with the most foundational element.
Mm-hmm.
Strategy 1, App Store optimization, or ASO. This is the bedrock. It's all about improving your visibility and discoverability in both the Apple App Store and the Google Play Store. And here's where it gets really interesting.
Yeah.
The data confirms that the vast majority of app installs, we're talking sometimes 60 to 70%, they originate from search and exploration within the app stores themselves. If you are ignoring ASO, you are ignoring your primary acquisition channel by a huge margin.
It's critical because it's organic and it's scalable. For implementation, you start by researching and selecting those high-impact keywords. You incorporate them strategically into the app's title and its description.
Okay.
And you must constantly refresh your visual assets, the icon, the screenshots, the preview videos, to ensure they are compelling, accurate, and optimized for conversion.
But wait, hang on. If I'm trying to optimize for search, doesn't that mean I might have to, you know, stuff keywords into my title, making it look kind of spammy or low quality?
Yeah, that's the essential trade-off.
So how do you balance that? ASO performance versus brand integrity?
You're right, you can't just list keywords. The balance comes from using the most impactful keyword near the beginning of the title, keeping it concise, and then dedicating the bulk of your descriptive text to solving the user's actual problem. ASO isn't just about ranking.
It's about conversion.
It's about converting the visitor once they land on your page. High-quality visuals that immediately communicate value will always, always beat a keyword-stuffed title in conversion.
That's a great point.
And the pro tip here is to A/B test your visuals and copy relentlessly, the screenshots in particular. And don't forget to keep an eye on competitors. The algorithms are constantly shifting, and what works today might be totally obsolete in 6 months.
Okay, so moving to the next speed booster, and definitely the most expensive strategy too, paid user acquisition, or UA campaigns. If ASO is the slow simmer, paid UA is the high heat blast furnace.
That's a good analogy.
The benefit of paid UA is obvious. Speed and highly measurable results. It lets marketers quickly boost installs and optimize their ad spend based on real-time data. We're talking about key channels like search engines, the app stores themselves, and especially social media platforms.
Right. And to implement effective paid UA, you must identify your ideal target user and know precisely which platforms they frequent. The sources we looked at specifically called out platforms like TikTok.
TikTok. Interesting.
It has become essential for reducing cost per acquisition and delivering some really impressive conversion rates.
Why TikTok specifically? I mean, what is it doing better than, say, Instagram or the traditional static banner networks?
It really comes down to creative format and the algorithm's efficiency. TikTok's algorithm rewards high-quality, native, vertical video creatives.
So it looks like a normal TikTok.
Exactly. Because these ads often blend seamlessly into the user's For You page, they generate much higher engagement and conversion rates than static ads, and that drives down the effective CPA. You are hitting people when they are in discovery mode, not interruption mode.
That makes sense.
But paid UA is not something you can just set and forget. It demands daily monitoring. You are constantly adjusting audience targeting, refreshing your creative assets, and refining bidding strategies.
So what's the pro tip?
The critical pro tip here is to use detailed analytics to identify your high-value users, the ones who spend or engage the most, and then tailor your targeting to find lookalike audiences who mirror their demographic and behavior patterns.
That makes perfect sense. Okay, so you've acquired the users, often at a significant cost, but that's only half the battle. If they vanish after day 7, all that acquisition cost is just wasted.
Right out the window.
So let's shift gears and focus on the long game. Engagement and retention. This is the core of long-term LTV maximization.
It is. So, strategy 3. Leverage social media to build community and trust. This goes way beyond just paid UA. Social platforms give your app a human voice. It's a chance for authentic interaction, for storytelling, for feedback that you just can't get inside the app store.
Right. So engaging visuals on Instagram, how-to videos on TikTok.
Exactly. Practical how-to videos on TikTok demonstrating features users might not even know about.
So we're not just posting about the latest update. We're actively trying to build a real relationship.
Precisely. The implementation focuses on platform-specific content calendars that mix app features, user stories, contests. This community-focused approach fosters loyalty.
And what's a good tip for that?
A great pro tip is to collaborate with micro-influencers. They might have smaller reach, but they have these dedicated followings who genuinely align with your app's niche. And always, always respond promptly to comments. Users love accessible, responsive brands.
Absolutely. That emotional connection feeds right into strategy 4. Prioritize user retention. You framed retention as a financial lever earlier, and I think we need to drill down on that.
Yeah, we do.
Retention is a huge competitive advantage. Maintaining strong day 30 and day 90 retention rates means your business can confidently scale paid campaigns because you know the LTV is there to justify a higher cost per install.
Right.
This lets you outspend competitors who might be focusing solely on low CPI and neglecting the long game.
For actionable steps, retention starts with identifying key aha moments, those in-app behaviors that correlate with long-term use. You have to segment your audience and track retention cohorts to pinpoint exactly when and why users drop off.
And then you use that data.
Then you use that data to deploy personalized push notification strategies, in-app messaging, and loyalty rewards to encourage them to stick around. And the emphasis on metrics is clear. Use those retention rates day 7, day 30, day 90 as primary performance indicators for your entire marketing strategy, not just some secondary data points.
Okay, let's talk credibility next with strategy 5. Maximize App Store ratings and reviews. These are the ultimate digital word-of-mouth indicators that signal quality to any new user.
For sure.
The research shows a tiny uptick in your average star rating can significantly improve both your search ranking and your conversion rate. So how do you implement this without, you know, spamming users with review requests the moment they open the app?
Timing. Timing is everything. You must integrate smart, well-timed prompts after a positive app experience or a successful milestone, like completing a task or finishing a game level.
Not during a moment of frustration.
Never during a moment of frustration or a complicated setup screen.
Yeah.
And respond promptly and professionally to all feedback, both positive and negative.
And the pro tip.
The key pro tip here is to analyze trends in your negative reviews. Treat them as free market research. Use that critical feedback to inform your next update roadmap. When you show users their input actually shapes the app's evolution, you can turn potential detractors into advocates.
Moving on to a strategy that takes advantage of that high CPI we talked about. Strategy 6. Re-engage users with targeted retargeting ads.
Yeah, this one is huge.
This is a game changer for predictive marketing.
Yeah.
Because it maximizes your ad spend by focusing on people who have already interacted but failed to complete a desired action. They abandoned a sign up, stopped short of a purchase, or maybe haven't opened the app in 30 days.
Implementation requires surgical segmentation of that dormant audience based on their specific behavior.
Mm-hmm.
So if someone abandoned a purchase, you craft a custom ad addressing their barrier. Maybe you offer a discount. Oh. If they stop using your productivity app, you highlight a new high-value feature they missed.
So if I were running a subscription meditation app and users stop short of subscribing, my retargeting ad shouldn't just offer a general discount. It should target their specific pain point, like, I don't know, an ad saying, "Still struggling with sleep? Get 3 free premium sessions on us today."
Exactly. Personalized offers have the greatest impact on win-back rates because they demonstrate you understand the user's previous journey. You aren't just advertising, you're providing a tailored solution to a known problem.
I like that.
That leads perfectly into strategy 7. Maximize engagement with thoughtful push notifications. They are an absolute powerhouse, a direct, immediate line to users, but they must be used judiciously.
Right, to avoid overwhelming the audience and risking those dreaded uninstalls.
They have to deliver value, not noise.
It feels like such a high-risk, high-reward strategy.
Yeah.
How do teams make sure they aren't crossing that line from helpful nudge to just annoying interruption?
It starts and ends with segmentation and control. Implementation demands that you segment the audience based on preferences and behaviors. Then you craft personalized messages, a special, timely offer for an active user based on their habits, or a gentle nudge for a dormant one referencing their last in-app activity.
And the key here is control.
The pro tip is non-negotiable. Limit the frequency of notifications and, crucially, allow users to customize their preferences within the app settings. Respect for user choice leads directly to better long-term engagement and trust. If you treat the push channel like a bullhorn, they will mute you.
And finally, rounding out the 8 strategies, we have strategy 8, boost engagement and retention with app loyalty programs. The goal here is simple. Turn those occasional users into loyal fans and brand ambassadors who are actively invested in your success. This involves integrating things like traditional reward points, gamified achievements, or cross-channel loyalty tracking. Loyalty programs fit especially well for apps with frequent transactions.
E-commerce, retail,
and service-based platforms where the behavior is repeatable.
Right. To implement this, you have to define clear, achievable user actions that earn rewards like purchases, referrals, or achieving certain activity streaks. Create compelling incentives and, critically, allow users to track their progress seamlessly within the app. If the reward structure is confusing, it will fail.
A pro tip.
And once again, the final pro tip emphasizes personalization. Customize rewards based on user behavior and their stage in the journey for maximum impact. A new user might need a coupon. A veteran user might need early access to a new feature.
So after all that, what does this all mean when we put the 8 strategies together?
The core conclusion is this. A well-defined mobile app marketing strategy is absolutely essential for survival and growth. It requires a multifaceted approach that focuses equally on the initial acquisition, driving immediate engagement, and ensuring long-term retention.
You can't just do one part well.
You can't be successful by focusing on just one area.
Right.
And looking ahead, the future is already being shaped by increasing personalization driven by AI insights and, crucially, a greater emphasis on user privacy and data consent. Adapting your targeting and attribution methods to accommodate these ongoing privacy constraints will be absolutely crucial for sustained success over the next 5 years.
That brings us right back to where we started, the financial value of a loyal user. So, if high day 90 retention rates justify a higher cost per install, does that mean you should spend more marketing time on fixing a single key bug that is causing users to drop off than on optimizing ad copy for new users? Think about that balance of product investment versus acquisition cost. This deep dive was brought to you with insights provided by Scopic.